CliffCentral.com.
I've been making my way through this President's Keepers book.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. The amount of skullduggery and lying and racketeering and fraud and corruption that is going on in government at the moment. We should not be paying tax. Now, I see all these people passing around the PDF of Jacques Poe's book, right? Which mm-hmm. he said, fine, if you can't afford to buy the book, you could pass the PDF around. I don't know that you should do that. I think you should buy the book. But what you should start doing, everybody who's passed on this thing, should just say, guys, on when is the next date for filing of personal income tax? I think it's February, right? We should all just not do it. Everybody just doesn't do it. Because if we all just don't do it, then who are they going to go after first?
Well, so far, yeah, that's the thing. Because when they do go after you, like, you get fined. When you don't pay your TV license, you just don't look at an SMS.
Well,
I think SARS is a bit more hardcore how to implement it. So
yeah, I mean,
it's one of those things. Like there's a bully. Okay, let's all fight him. The first person goes, cool, everyone's behind me. Takes a massive smack in the face. Everyone's like, whoa, okay.
No, we've got to do this together. There's no other way. Because if we...
Yeah, but it's just getting that whole togetherness.
If we can pass around this book and everyone can get so incensed about this, why are we feeding this rotten system?
Yeah.
Like, someone said the other day, if you could keep the amount of money that you get taxed, you'd almost have double the money.
If you could keep the amount of money you get taxed, you get... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd have double the money at the end of the month.
Ooh.
Know what I mean?
Isn't it because...
Oh, man, that just makes me feel so sad.
Isn't it because we've been conditioned into... You know, governments condition their people.
But we this is like...
they bully, they oppress.
This is like that Bob Marley line of emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Why are we not emancipating ourselves from this ugly system that's doing nothing for us? Nothing!
I suppose right now it just seems a little bit too scary, but it's worth thinking more about.
I'm telling you, this is... Tom Moyane is sitting there. He's a henchman of this president and the state capture crew. And they are distributing our money to all the wrong places. Don't for a minute start to think that when that finance minister, the guy's posing as a finance minister, what's his name again? Malusi Gigaba. When he gets up in front of parliament and tries to convince everybody that he's going to spend X, Y, and Z here, there, and everywhere, he's brought in this amount of money. It's not his money. It's our money. Now, I'm not saying you should break the law. I think what you should do is open an account that you put your tax money into. Everybody does this, right? You open up an account, you put your tax money into that. Legitimate money that you would have paid the taxman. And then you don't hand it over in February, because we all decide not to hand it over in February. Everybody sticks to that. Like, we get together and we stick together. We make sure that this doesn't... What are they going to do? The whole thing will grind to a halt. All these guys will close shop and go home. All of them. Because what are they going to do without the income from taxes? That's the only way they can live. They don't have another means of income.
You don't think their pushback could be even more detrimental?
What, are they going to put all of us in prison? They don't have enough prisons.
Well, they wouldn't, because the cops wouldn't get paid, so there'd be no police.
Right. So how would they do anything? They don't have an army. They don't have a police force. They don't have anything. What are they going to do? Like, I think South Africa could be right at the front here. Like, we could be the first nation in the world to free ourselves. We don't need the state. I don't need the state. Think about how many times in a day the state is usually an impediment to my day. I don't need to. What do they give me? I pay for water and electricity separately.
Mm-hmm.
I pay for the roads separately. Municipal roads, you know, municipal laws, municipal taxes. And if any of us paid our e-tolls, which we've learned, we can do it there. We've proven we can do it there. We can sink SANRAL. Watch, this place is not going to last a long time. That SANRAL is going to close down soon. They've got no way of getting this money out of people. And we just said, no, civil disobedience, we're not paying you guys. It's extortion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do it with SANRAL, we can do it with our taxes. Where do government, what do they do for you on a daily basis that means a return on investment for you as a taxpayer? Name one thing. And I'm not talking if you're a social grant recipient, because those people aren't paying taxes. So they're not getting a return on their investment, they're getting a return on ours. I'm talking about you. What do you get from them? What are they doing for you today? Are they keeping you safe from, you know, violent, aggressive Zimbabwe who are going to come over the border and attack us? We don't need that. What are they doing? Keeping SAA afloat? Fine, I'll fly another airline. I'm paying anyway. I'm paying twice. I'm paying once when I actually book my ticket, and I'm paying twice when you bail them out. I don't think that's helping me. What are they doing for you? Come on. I dare you. Come up with just one thing. Think about what you're paying half or just, you know, let's say a third to a half of your salary for. What are you paying for? If I took a third of your salary, I gave you nothing in return, wouldn't you come at me? You'd be like, whoa, that's January, February, March. You can't have that. What are we getting?
Let's not all jump up at once with these answers.
What name one thing? I'd love to hear from you. 0861-555-189. If you want to WhatsApp us, 0797-482090. What are you getting? I'm not saying break the law, but what kind of a value do you get out of being a member of the state of South Africa? What do you get for being a citizen? Nothing that you don't already pay for outside of the system.
I was going to say like a passport, but we've got to pay for that too.
No,
separately.
No, no. Your passport's not valuable or useful if they administered.
I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Ben, if they administered it better, we wouldn't need visas for so many countries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you really doing it for? Like, let's just, because here we are. We a yes minister. The minister drives past in his blue lights. We're like, oh, got to get out of the way for the minister. Why?
Yeah, but that's a survival mechanism. That's not a courtesy.
Yeah, I'm also trying to think here. I mean,
if, one thing.
Oh no.
If I don't want to be arrested for driving illegally on the road, then I need the traffic department, don't I, to get my papers in order, my documents, my license, like that kind of thing.
I know loads of people who are driving around, mostly in taxi drivers, who have not got vehicles with legitimate licenses on. Do you really see them going to jail? I don't.
Yeah, but do I really want to be one of...
You are. As far as the Metro Police are concerned, it's you're the same as them until they pull you over and check for sure. Tell me one thing that you get out of government that's valuable to you, that makes it worth being a South African citizen. What document, what kind of, do you get a stipend every month? I don't, you don't. What do you get? Like, what's in it for you? We've been hoodwinked for hundreds of years. It's time to kill it now. It's time for these parasites to go home. There shouldn't be employment in government for anyone. I don't need a Department of Public Works or a Department of Trade and Industry or a Department of Tourism or certainly a Department of Sport and Recreation. The fact that we have to pay for that's outrageous. Sport and recreation should be for your own account.
Yeah, everything I enjoy and I love, I pay for myself.
Right.
Nope, I don't get free, you know,
what do you need?
Moisturizer from the government. No. Nope.
Well, that would be a bit much.
I buy my own wine.
Yeah, what do you need? No, you don't buy your own wine. You buy wine, they tack on like a 60% surcharge because the government needs their share from the wine that you're buying, that you're enjoying, that someone else made, that they have no say in. There's no need for government to get involved in that chain of value at all. What do they give us? Do they give us an incredibly powerful currency that we can exchange for other currencies in the world and make an enormous windfall so we can travel for virtually free? No. Costs us more than it costs other nations to travel. What are we getting here is what I'm saying. And why are we being so stupid that we just sit back like sheep? Like sheep. This is like when the French saw Hitler coming over the border and they just lay down. Is that what we're like? How many more hundreds of years? Everybody talks about the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks about fighting colonialism. Everybody fights slavery. Everybody talks about how we need to free ourselves. You know, the Enlightenment. We're still slaves. We're still paying these people taxes. They've still got us. Julius talks about economic freedom. Well, it's available right now. If enough of us decide, we're not part of this anymore. Sorry, not paying for your shit. What happens? It all collapses. And then they have to go home. And you know what? It'll be fine. We'll have just as much crime and corruption. It'll just happen in the private sector. And if you want to get involved in it, you get involved in it. If you don't, you don't. I don't see government rushing to stop that stuff anyway. Someone drives badly, you have insurance, they have insurance, you sort each other out. You have someone walk onto your property and they're not meant to walk onto your property, so you shoot them.
That's a cool law.
It'll work. It's worked before.
Well, I mean, it happens every day anyway.
Right. So what are we even getting uptight about? Let's just stop paying. Why should we pay for this crap system to keep going? It's not helping us. It's making a lot of really evil people very rich and making us poorer.
Well, it's helping a lot of evil people stay evil and carry on. That's the most worrying.
That's it. So stop it. CliffCentral.com